This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 768, part two, entitled Not Seeing the Masculist Big Picture. Carrying straight on. The feminists, monoconscious feminists, in brackets, that is, who have only had their feminist consciousness raised, who know nothing of masculism, so are not bi-conscious, close brackets, have had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades, so have been profoundly brainwashed by their own doctrine that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. Which is a rather childlike, genocentric, irresponsible doctrine that the masculists treat as contemptible. Masculists harangue monoconscious feminists out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, seeing monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and geociders. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites since they see women oppressing men far worse. Since women's gender crimes against men are a lot more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. For example, compare the big three with men's gender crimes against women. For example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders since they have so poisoned the minds of young women that young men refuse to date them, thus crashing the birth rate, hence wiping out whole populations. So it's not surprising when biconscious masculists come across monoconscious feminists who trash men in public for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. These masculists bite these women's fucking heads off, screaming at them to, quote, learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi bigot. That's MFB. Learn how much worse women oppress men with their big three, that is women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. Learn how much worse women oppress men, you hated monoconscious feminazi cunt. Become bi-conscious, or you'll rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable, manless, lonely death when most men, masculisted men, reject you for your hypocritical misandry, you misandrist, male-dumping shit. Go away and die. Learn some masculism or be rejected, spat at, forced to rot on the shelf, because to masculisted men, women like you are repulsive, to be severely punished by being made manless. Unquote. Masculists see the big gender political picture. They want the creation of a FIP society, the creation of the GECs, the men faring of the gender laws, the reform of the divorce courts. These are all political matters that requires masculist gender politics. This is the big masculist picture that today's manosphere is barely conscious of. If one makes a historical analogy, the feminist movement went through two major historical phases last century. The first historical phase was the consciousness-raising phase, in which young women became aware of what their feminist gender political problems were. The second major historical phase was political, in which feminists got the gender laws changed that impacted on the lives of billions of women worldwide. For example, equal pay for equal work, equal opportunities in the workplace, the abortion right, fault-free divorce, the takeover of the divorce courts, the setting up of women's studies in the universities, the establishment of women's rights committees in the parliaments, etc. Masculists want something similar for men, so the masculist half of the politicians in the GECs can push for the men faring of the gender laws, for the reform of the divorce courts, for the fipping of women, for the creation of a FIP society, for the legislation of the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, close brackets. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a greater gender crime against men than rape is against women, which typically gets a male rapist a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers get frustrated that most men in the manosphere still live in phase one of their gender political development. The majority of manospherians have still not learned the lesson that gender politics has two major historical phases, that is, the consciousness-raising phase and the political action phase. The feminists have already been through their two historical phases, but for men, the second phase has barely started. At the time of writing, it's July 2026, the few manospherians who push for a political gender politics, that is, the maskers, feel they are intellectuals crying in the wilderness, whose ideas have not yet impacted heavily on society. That time is yet to come, hopefully only a few years away, as maskers' ideas spread across the planet via largely maskers' videos on the internet. Most young men in many countries are conscious of the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, so refuse to marry, refuse to have kids, and spend their money on themselves. That is, they choose to live the MGTOW lifestyle. But longer term, the MGTOW lifestyle will wipe us out, so it's not a longer term solution. It's a shorter term solution for young men who want to avoid the toxicity of the fluffy feminist controlled divorce courts for men, and to avoid the toxicity of monoconscious feminists by totally avoiding them. But longer term, it is counterproductive, since humanity needs to have more babies. Or the greatest of all existential threats to humanity, namely the crash in the birth rate, will wipe us out with a mathematical certainty. So the manosphere needs to get political to solve humanity's gender political problems. Women need to be made bi-conscious so they become nicer for men to be with. Monoconscious feminists are horrible for men to be with, so are left to rot on the shelf, hated and spat at, especially by bi-conscious maskers who see such women as hypocrites and geociders. The male half of the population needs to know a lot more about maskers' ideas, so that millions of men can convert millions of monoconscious feminists into becoming biconscious feminists, so that the two gender political movements, that is, biconscious feminists and biconscious masculists, can work together to reform the gender laws, so that both movements are no longer needed, but those days are yet to arrive. In the meantime, there's much to do. Firstly, masculist ideas need to be much more widely spread. Women need to be made bi-conscious. Maskers' ideas need to be distributed widely on the mainstream media, which is far from being the case today. Monoconscious feminists need to be annihilated by being converted to bi-consciousness or forced to rot on the shelf. Monoconscious feminism is increasingly seen to be a cancer that is indirectly wiping out whole populations, causing men to reject marriage and paternity. The GECs need to be established. The gender laws need to be made men fair. The divorce courts need to be thoroughly reformed by thoroughly restructuring society, making it a FIP society, so that women are forced to grow up, to take responsibility for their own financial lives, and not expect fluffy style to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life. Maskers have two main enemies: fluffies, who are seen as manslaving, divorce raping vermin, and monoconscious feminists, who are seen as hypocritical geociders. Massacres aim to wipe out both groups of women with the same strategy, that is, by total neglect, not even pumping and dumping them. Maskless moral pressure on fluffies and bioconscious feminists will be so strong that these women's lives will be made such a misery. They will be forced to change. Fluffies will become phips who no longer manslave and divorce rape men. And monoconscious feminists will become bioconscious so that they are no longer MFBs. That's monoconscious feminazi bigots, hated by maskless as much as our fluffies. In short, maskless want the manosphere to become political, to move into the second major historical phase of men's gender politics by seeing the maskless big picture, so that the lives of billions of men across the planet can be liberated from their traditional role of being a man's slave to a woman, so that men can be liberated to do more of what men want to do with their lives, instead of men doing what women want men to do with their lives. The solution to men's manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc., is political. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 760 plus Maskless essays in their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real in brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 masculist videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's 4 words. Ad-libbing now. Those of you who keep following me for, say, the next year or so will notice gradually the height of these 3 piles of books. Feminist and pure math and theoretical physics books will go down gradually as I annotate them, because I teach these subjects on the internet with my whiteboard. I call this great pile the Great Wall of Masculism. Actually, it's got nothing to do with masculism. It's just that it reflects my 4 major intellectual interests, I suppose, which are pure math, physics, philosophy, and of course, masculism. Ciao.